Before I get started this week, I wanted to give a big shout out to Jeannie Colwin Coaching. Jeannie Colwin is a stress and TMS coach based in Los Angeles. If you're not familiar with Jeannie, let me introduce her. She used to be a burnt-out high school teacher who struggled for nearly two decades with fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, anxiety, depression, digestion issues, you name it, before healing herself completely and leaving that dead-end job. Simply put, she gets it, especially the frustration of doing all the right things and still not seeing the results that you deserve. If this is you, I encourage you to book a free introductory call to learn about her one-on-one coaching program. During this call, she's going to identify the specific blocks that are going to get in your way of full healing. Trust me, uncovering these obstacles is definitely going to be worth your time. Go to jeanniecolwin.com, that's JeannieKulwin.com, to book your free call, and also check out her impressive testimonials page to see her clients' transformations firsthand. Welcome back to the show. Before I get too deep into this, it's been a while, and I want to make sure that I thank the patrons of the podcast. If you're interested in supporting the show, go to patreon.com/themindandfitnesspodcast to learn how to throw a few bucks in the tip jar and help contribute to the success and ongoing episodes that we have here on the show. Let me give a thanks to Barb, Arnie, Sarah, Brian, Julie, Christina, Michael, Tony, Kelly, Irina, Jason, John, Dominic, Elise, Kirk, Daniel, Deborah, Julie, Jeff, Albert, Teresa, Mary, and Leslie. Thank you all so much for continuing to support the show every single week, month, and year. It's been a labor of love now, and we are in, the first episode was right around Memorial Day 2018, which means we're not too far away from technically being into year seven of this show, which is just kind of crazy to think about. All different shapes and sizes. So last week, the show did not happen. You may have noticed it didn't air, or maybe you didn't notice that it didn't air. Quite a week. My mother-in-law suffered a stroke early last week, and that whole thing has been an incredible mess. We went up the day that I usually record, which oftentimes is Wednesdays. We went up to see her at the hospital, and it's just sort of been kind of gotten worse and worse as the days have rolled on. But she's literally on her way right now to a short-term care facility or an acute care facility. And hopefully she'll be able to make, if not a full recovery, a partial recovery to get back some of her independence, which I think for her is one of the toughest things. I got a couple of vaccines last Wednesday. I got an updated COVID booster, and I got my Tdap booster, because it's been 10 years since the last one I got of the tetanus, whooping cough, and I forgot what the middle one is. Those knocked me completely on my ass, and it took me a good, 55 hours or so to feel good. And it was just, there was just way too much going on to try and spit a podcast out. I thought, okay, I'll just record some of the open stuff, and then I can do a re-air. A lot of times I'll do those, especially because there's just so much good content that's in the vault that I would have it up. And didn't even have the energy to do that. So sat on the couch, watched some Netflix, or tried to. And God, I wish I got the new WWE video game over the weekend. I wish I would have had that, because it is awesome. It's a good time. It's kind of brought me back. Jenny got me an Xbox Series X for Father's Day a couple years ago, and I haven't been able to play it as much as I thought I would or would like to. And I think for me, a lot of times it's like, what games can I pop on for 20 or 25 minutes when I have an open gap and just enjoy? And there's this awesome showcase I'm really nerding out here. This awesome showcase WrestleMania mode in the new WWE game that is just killer to pop on for 20 or 25 minutes and then put it down. So I've been having a lot of fun with that. But we are rolling towards spring. Soccer practice starts in less than a month. In fact, I think our first game is going to be 1 month from today, which is pretty exciting. But I went back and I was looking at, I've ventured to talk about this before, but back in mid to late February, I posted in the Mind and Fitness Podcast, the Leaders of Pain group, which I'd urge you to get on there if you're not already. I'd said, hey, like, as we roll into spring, it'd be nice to know any sort of topics that people would like to get some perspective on. that you'd like me to talk about. And so from time to time, I'm just going to be picking through one of these for an episode, or maybe a couple of these for an episode. But there's one that caught my eye, and this is from a listener, Kat. And she had said, healing without focusing too intently on healing, learning to live life again and not caring about the symptoms. So that's going to sort of be the nucleus of what today's conversations are going to be about. And I will tell you that, I mean, unfortunately, at least for the first half of your questions, really the way to get past this to me is kind of a combination of indifference, but also just confidence that this isn't like, this is not your prognosis. This is not your end game. Living the way, if you've had symptoms for a long time, living the way that you have been living for however long those symptoms have been around, meaning that you can see light at the end of the tunnel. People that are in pain or chronic pain or have chronic symptoms of really any kind, there's kind of two different divergent paths that you can go on. You can say, well, I know I'm going to have this, or I think I could just have these symptoms forever, but I'm not going to not do the things that I want to do in life, and they'll just move on. But the larger camp of people are the people that will continue to restrict parts of their life and continue to restrict the things that they want to do, and instead they'll block out the stuff that they want to do. And I feel like those are the people that are unfortunately going to be stuck with symptoms till the end of time, because really, like, again, if we go back to just the very basis of Dr. Sarno's teachings and the things that he talked about in his books, this is supposed to be entirely it's a diversion. Adam Heller, in his book, he calls it literally diversion pain syndrome, DPS, you know, TMS, DPS, mind-body syndrome, all that stuff is exactly the same thing. And by diverting your attention from your life to your pain, the thing that it's doing to you is ultimately it's got your attention grasped. It has you. And so if you stay in that mode of focusing too intently on healing or focusing too much on your symptoms, you're going to be stuck there forever, essentially. So learning to live life again, I think that really the way to live life again is go and find, one thing that I say on the show a lot is that the best fitness program or the best health program is the one that you'll stick with. Doesn't necessarily mean that it's the best or the most effective or whatever, but the best program is the one that you will stick with. So for me, for instance, I don't have like a gym membership where I go to say a 24-hour fitness or I don't even Lifetime Fitness or Anytime Fitness or any of the big like chain gyms, because I just know that I would probably find a way to get there most days, but a lot of days it'll be like, I'm going to spend 20 minutes to drive there, 10 minutes to set my stuff inside of the locker room, and then I'll go and I'll work out and then 20 minutes to get back. And that becomes now a 2-hour task versus the garage gym that I have, which is small. It's a 2-car garage, but there's also all of our family stuff is in here. So I don't have an incredible amount of space. I have, I don't know, 20 by 14 or 20 by 16, maybe not even, it might be more like 16 by 16. So it's a relatively small area, but I have not missed a workout pretty much in 4 years. As long as I record this, March 13th, I think this was the day of the total shutdown across the country. And so, I've been in here ever since then. And I haven't missed a workout unless it was something intentional or I had an illness or something like that. So that's what I would say. And for some people, that could just be going on a long walk in the morning before anybody else is up because they really like sort of the quietness and the serenity. For other people, that's taking a long walk and listening to podcasts like this one or whatever podcast it is that you like. I listen to pro wrestling podcasts all the time. I listen to them on 1.5 speed and there's hours and hours. I probably listen to 10 or more hours of podcasts a week, most of them while I'm working out, but it's while I'm working out and going on walks. I walk the dogs every day. That's a 35-minute walk. And it's just being able to sort of zone out, find something that you enjoy that you don't find to be a pain in the ass. Like if you don't like spin class, don't go to spin class. If you don't like CrossFit, don't do CrossFit, because those are the things that you're not going to stick with. So learning to live your life again and not caring about the symptoms, really you need something that you enjoy more than the distraction of whatever the pain is. So if I could repeat that, you need to find something that you enjoy more or you enjoy more than the power of the distraction of the pain that you have. So there was another one that I saw in here that I want to, let's see here. Okay. This is from Camila. applying TMS concepts to an acute injury, if possible, and then functional neurological disorder. So I'm going to step mostly on number one, which is applying TMS concepts to an acute injury, because I think about this a lot. I've been a strength athlete for over 10 years now and competitive for a good chunk of that. I mean, I was doing regular competitions in 2013, 2014, 2015, and then in, all the way into 2017. And then I did some in 2018. I did one in 2019. I did one in 2020. I think that's the last one that I did was in early 2020 before COVID had started. Not to say I won't do them again, but, you know, I got other stuff I like doing right now. But I'm in the app that I have Beyond the Whiteboard. I'm competing with people all over the world in my age range, but then also just overall in the program. There's probably 15,000 members that I'm always comparing my scores against. So I at least have a little bit of that. But applying TMS concepts to an acute injury. So this is interesting. I had the best example that I have of this is in 2020, literally a couple of weeks after the pandemic began. I was supposed to go to Tampa for a WrestleMania trip, and I couldn't go because everything was shut down and the event was canceled and all that stuff. So got all the refunds for pretty much all the events that I had paid for. There was a couple holdouts. But I went and bought myself a longboard, like a really badass longboard. Never did skating in my life, but I thought, hey, at my age, this will be really fun to try. At 34 years old, this will be a new fun hobby that I'll try. So I'm practicing for 35 or 40 minutes, and then it starts raining, and I'm like, I'm going to get one more run, just one more run. And that board kicked out from underneath me, and I had a what is known as an inversion sprain, but I've never had one before. And I've tore up my shoulder pretty bad. I've broke my arm. I've broken fingers and toes, and I've torn my rotator cuff and my labrum and all that kind of stuff. This hurt so much worse than all of those things, maybe even put together. I thought for sure my ankle was shattered and went to urgent care. They did x-rays. Those were negative, but my God, was I in a lot of pain. And so since all they did was x-rays, you know, they could see whether bones were cracked, but that was really all about that they could see. So they gave me an air cast. They said that I had shown up on the last possible day. They were taking non-respiratory clients or non-respiratory patients. So I thankfully was able to get a little bit of help. But I went home that night and I took a hot bath. I took a very hot shower. I thought I was going to pass out. It hurt so bad. And it hurt for a couple of weeks. And we get to 2 weeks, then we get to 3 weeks, and then we get to 4 weeks. And I'm applying TMS concepts to it, and the pain is dissipating. And it got all the way down to where the pain was nothing. Probably took 4 or 5 weeks for the pain to completely go away. But my function was not all the way there. I couldn't do a regular squat. Something felt off. It felt like I had a blockage in my ankle. And again, I could walk normal. It was like squatting or anything that was explosive or jumping or things like that. Like, my ankle just felt locked. And I have a friend who's a PT, and I went and saw her, and she had showed me, if you look down at your, if you're watching the show and you're not on a walk or something like that, and you look down at your ankles or your feet, and you look at the big bone protrusion that, if you're looking down at your right side, for instance, the big bone protrusion that's coming out on the right-hand side, that's called the lateral malleolus, and my fibula, which normally is behind your lateral malleolus, and I think it's attached by some ligaments down there, had actually glided, and when I had the sprain, it had glided in front of the lateral malleolus. And so that blockage that I was feeling was this ankle or these bones essentially being in the wrong spot. And the x-ray just couldn't pick it up by the nature of what it does. I think probably an MRI could have. But she basically took the fibula, grabbed it with her hands, and had just used all of her might to pull it back behind the lateral malleolus, and then taped it together, basically. And my God, like, I felt that blockage gone immediately, and it only took a few days for it to feel completely normal again and be able to do all the squatting and everything like that that I wanted to do. And it was amazing. So an acute injury in this case, and I assume you're talking about pain, I applied the TMS principles to that. Within a matter of a few days, the pain was rapidly dissipating, and I was 100% pain-free within a few weeks. And that's how an injury should work. When I had Dr. Howard Schubiner on this podcast, he had said that most soft tissue injuries, you're talking about a few days to a couple weeks, and using TMS principles, I sort of feel is kind of like healing on steroids. But being able to get over things incredibly quick, to me, that is really the key, is just me and my heart of hearts knowing and having the confidence to know that these symptoms are not going to last forever. And that was just the attitude that I carried, because I didn't think that my ankle was destroyed, and it was not destroyed. And so it was really nice to be able to have that in my back pocket, that again, like, regardless of how much it hurt in the moment, I'm telling you, it was killer. I just knew that things were going to be okay. And my body thanked me, and my body paid me back and, you know, treated me with respect and said, absolutely, you know, that's the way. And the other one, functional neurologic disorder. So let me read this. Functional neurological disorder describes a problem with how the brain perceives and sends information to the rest of the body. It's often helpful to think of your brain as a computer. And someone who has FND, there is no damage to the hardware or structure of the brain. So when I first read this, I thought of conversion disorder. And I've seen specials on, and it turns out that's what it is. It's the same thing. In fact, the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke talks about functional neurologic disorder, and it says that it's also known as conversion disorder. So it's the same thing. I've seen specials like on the new, like news specials, or, you know, those news magazine shows like 2020 and all that, where they've talked about conversion disorder, and it's crazy. It seems like it's usually began with some kind of a precipitating event. Something sudden happens, somebody wakes up and suddenly they don't have any power over, let's say, a limb. Like, let's just say a leg, or let's say an arm. They can't use their arm. It's completely dead weight. They can't feel it, anything like that. So what happened? Is it a stroke? They may go and get an fMRI or a CAT scan. There is no stroke that's showing up. And so then what? That's where they start to go down this path of functional neurological disorder or conversion disorder. And it's a neural circuit issue, which is what Dr. Schubiner refers to TMS as, a neural circuit problem. And it's exactly as this NHS description or definition describes. There's no damage to the hardware or the structure of the brain. It's something that's occurred. It's a crossed wire. And really that's what's happening here. And I talk about this all the time, but there's so many different words and ways to describe TMS. But to me, being an outsider that's not involved in this world other than recording this podcast, so I'm just a shill, right? I'm talking about my podcast. I can promote other people's books and things like that, but I'm not a doctor. I'm not a psychotherapist. I'm not a researcher. I just talk to these people. So to me, everybody's saying the same thing. They're just using different terms for it. So for me, I would put FND or conversion disorder in the exact same bucket as a TMS or as a mind-body syndrome or a neural circuit problem or whatever any of these people call it. I put it in exactly the same bucket. And the good thing is that you're going to be able to solve the problem in the same way that you would really, regardless of what it is. So one person's extreme ankle pain or foot pain or back pain or whatever is the same thing as what's going on in functional neurologic disease. And in fact, if I click on this image that's here, let's see here. I want to look further into this. Compelling podcasting. Oh, okay. So this is interesting. This is from that same place, National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke. Gosh, if you haven't seen the All the Rage movie where Michael Galinsky and Dr. Sarno talk about Freud, it's interesting. But this sentence says FND was thought to be a conversion disorder by Sigmund Freud because he believed a physical disorder converted into a neurological one. It's interesting. So the brain, and this is something with my mother-in-law's stroke that we've been learning about, is that there can be this spontaneous recovery, and it's not because the damage to the brain that was done resolved itself, but rather a new neural pathway was built. And so literally like that, you can walk in on one day, have no feeling or no ability to say, like, hold a pencil and write. And then you could come in the next day and suddenly you can grip and squeeze that pencil. So what happened? Were you suddenly healed? Most likely not. However, you can make a new neural pathway. And so that's what's happening most likely in the recovery of this, as well as a lot of these other mind-body disorders and neural circuit issues. guys, this has been fun. I'm going to be out of town next week. The plan, hopefully I can do it the next couple of days, is somebody had asked in that same thread about more recovery stories, and they're coming. But I want to dig through and find a couple of my favorites, and I'm going to be in Chicago next week during when the podcast airs. So I'm probably going to record the open tomorrow and then re-air a classic episode at some point next week. I just got to figure out which one I want to do. So I'm going to go way back in the vault for the people that are fairly new listeners over the last couple of years. I'll go back to 2019, 2018, 2020, something like that, and give everybody something to check out. So thanks so much. This has been the Mind and Fitness Podcast. I hope you're all doing great.